Hi, and welcome to the Gameslave Podcast, episode 86. Sorry about last week, but honestly, I didn't find there was really much to talk about. Unfortunately, we didn't play a whole lot of games, and the news just kind of seems generic, I guess, is the best term I could come up for it. And it still kind of felt that way this week, but I didn't want to go 2 weeks without actually doing a podcast, so yeah. Anywho, just a few things. If you're a big Zelda fan and you have either a Nintendo 3DS or a Nintendo DSi and you have access to their stores, make sure you download Zelda 4 Swords Anniversary Edition. It is on sale currently for the low price of free until, I think you have until actually like February or something like that to get it, which is probably when the 25th anniversary of Zelda ends. So I'd get on the top of that if I were you. And there's also a really cool Robin Williams commercial that I'll get posted on the site here soon where he loses the epic beard. Bye-bye, epic beard, you are no more. But it was an entertaining commercial because it was his daughter Zelda that kicked his ass. In other news, the entire Netflix debacle of Netflix and splitting into two entities, Quixster and, well, obviously Netflix, with Quixster having DVD rentals, a separate password, separate billing, and everything basically separated out, has been canned. Netflix is just going to be Netflix with the DVDs still where they're staying, nothing's changing, and they say they don't plan on any more price hikes anywhere in the near future. They had to raise their prices in order to keep competitive, I understand that, and they have added a lot to their catalog, which I do appreciate. I'm just glad they're not going through with the Quixster thing. No word if they're going to go through with video game rentals. But if they did, it'd probably just be the same thing with Gamefly, where any video game I want to rent is on like a 4-month waiting list. Seriously, that's insane. What else is going on? The only video game that I really played this week that I can even talk about was Rage. I'm about 3 hours in, so I'm just like a drop in the bucket on the blasted thing. And so far the game seems okay. It's really, seems like it's really heavy vehicle based, like mixed first person shooter and then a lot of vehicle aspects. The driving works really well in it. And yeah, I haven't played too much of it, so I can't give a good impression on it. And then the main thing I was doing over the weekend, which I can't really even talk about, is I was in the Old Republic beta. So I can't tell you anything I did in that because of the non-disclosure agreement. But maybe, hopefully, they'll release that soon, or I'll get permission from EA's press team in order to actually talk about some of the awesome stuff that is in that game. Otherwise, the only impression that I can really talk about is my E3 impressions, which was a lot of fun. Yeah, as I said, I really didn't have a lot to go on here today. Now, there was one thing, and I kind of need your guys' help on this one here a little bit. A few weeks ago, I wrote an article basically redefining the definition of hardcore gaming versus casual gaming, and basically saying how the hardcore gamer is more about the destination of the game. They want to complete it, finish it, or if it's a multiplayer game, they want to, in the example of Battlefield or something like that, they want to be at the top of the leaderboards, or they want to prestige. Whereas in World of Warcraft, they want to be the first group to down the most recent raid boss, or they want to get the most recent raid done as soon as possible. They're more of our what I view more as hardcore, whereas our casual are about the journey. And the reason I say that is a lot of casual games don't truly have an ending. You just play them for a while, and then you either lose or you just stop playing. Farmville doesn't really have an ending. You just continue to build your farm. Same thing with Bejeweled, not a real ending. So that's why I kind of view the casual about the journey. They're more about just playing it to play it. They don't have any actual goal in mind. Well, one of the commenters on that article brought up a good point. He has a D-pad tattoo. He is an avid gamer, but he doesn't have time to play games as much as he wants because of other hobbies, life, work in general. So he's not necessarily a casual gamer, but he's not really a hardcore gamer according to my definition anymore. So that got me thinking, what does it truly mean to be a gamer? What does being a gamer mean to you? So I would appreciate your guys' input on this, because I'd like to do another article on this, but I want more than just my opinion on this. I want to know, what do you think it means to be a gamer in this day and age? Because I don't necessarily want to just say being a gamer means you play video games, because I don't necessarily consider somebody that only plays Farmville to be a gamer, and I'm pretty sure neither would somebody that's actually listening to this site. So yeah, I would appreciate your input. If you can send that to mail@thegameslave.com, I'll definitely put your input into the next article I write when I write the What Does It Mean to Be a Gamer article. Let's see. Beyond that, there's not a whole lot going on. We have a review of Warhammer 40K Space Marine up. It's mainly just the single-player campaign, because that's what I really cared about when I was playing it. So, yeah, hit the site, read that up. If you're a 40K fan, the short and sweet of it is, play it. You'll like it. If you're a third-person shooter fan, you might find it a little lacking. But if you're a 40K fan, it's something that you'll be, it's what you will have been waiting for. With that, I'm going to go ahead and call it. Unfortunately, Zelda Queen and Proteus were not able to be here this week. Proteus got pretty ill, and so they missed their church in the morning, and they're big church people. That's one of their things they do every weekend. It's very actually inspiring. But so we'll see them hopefully next week. Zelda Queen's birthday is coming up soon, and she's planning on doing the retro video game party. So if you have any ideas for a retro theme that we could add to that, I'd appreciate that too. And then if you don't hear from me next week, I apologize. I do have my second wedding anniversary coming up next weekend, so I'm going to do my best to do a recording, but if I'm MIA, you know why. In the meantime, you all have a great week. I appreciate you dropping by, and game on!